No response. Not then, and not for the 2 hours that followed. Not even to her multiple calls. She knew he wouldn't mind. Her father never minded anything. Mostly because he just ignored stuff he didn't want to handle.
Katie, dear.
Martha poked her head into Katie's room.
Come on, it's time for dinner.
Her face was warm with love, her brown skin aglow, and her black hair in loose curls that held the shine of her favorite leave-in conditioner.
I made spaghetti with meatballs.
One of Katie's favorites. Poor Martha, having to pick up the pieces once again and stuck with a silent Katie. She flushed, immediately ashamed of her stressed preoccupation.
I'm sorry, Martha. I should have helped.
The near-to-50-year-old woman deserved all of Katie's respect, not only because Martha had been Katie's caregiver since the day Katie was finally discharged from the rehabilitation center 2 years ago, but also because she was kind and had done everything in her power to help Katie on her path to independence. At 14, Katie no longer needed Martha as she had back then, but since neither Katie's big sister nor her mother were about to chance Katie ending up alone when Clive pulled a disappearing act, Martha stayed. Truth was, Katie would miss her so much if she left.
You can do the dishes.
Martha walked over to ruffle Katie's messy hair, her dark eyes heavy with worry she tried to keep from her voice.
Trust me, you'll definitely earn your dinner scrubbing the pot.
Katie laughed, more to ease Martha's mind than because she felt anything beyond the knot in her gut. And though she could barely taste the dish Martha had prepared with love in her heart, she cleaned her plate. Her phone stayed silent throughout, and the knot, it grew and grew until she had no room in her stomach for anything but fear. Clive had taken off plenty of times, but he usually messaged her back within a few hours. She'd been very clear with him after the Sydney thing.
I'm your kid,
she'd pointed out in a calm tone she'd practiced in her room, because Clive blanked if anyone got too emotional.
I need to know my dad is safe.
Katie didn't expect Clive to be like her friend Lavini's dad, a jovial and warm presence who came to school meetings and drove her places and scowled at boys who wanted to hang out with her. Katie had Issy for that. Her sister was the best and even more protective than Vini's papa. But Katie did expect Clive not to scare her. That was normal, wasn't it? She loved Martha, but knew that Martha had her own daughter and a grandchild on whom she doted. Katie tried not to ask for anything from her beyond what was in her duties. When it came to family, Katie only had Clive and Issy. Okay, she had the dragon, aka Jacqueline, too, but her mother, who'd married and then divorced Clive within a few short years, didn't really like to spend time with her children. Issa was the one to whom Katie went with her problems and questions. Issa's husband was pretty neat, and he treated Katie like family, too. So yeah, she had him as well. That was four people, plenty enough. But only one was her dad, and she didn't know what she'd do if anything happened to him. The knot was a rock by now, her throat all choked up. Bedtime came without any reply from Clive, though Vini messaged her a pic of a cute boy she liked from school. He wore glasses, played chess rather than sports, and was almost as smart as Vini. Katie answered her friend with a heart eyes emoji, then took a deep breath and began calling hospitals to check if Clive had been in an accident. She still had a kid's voice, so the busy people who answered the phones were nice to her when they might not have been as welcoming to an adult.
Oh, honey, one nurse said, is there no trusted adult who can do this for you?
Yes, she thought. Issy would help her in a heartbeat, so would Martha. But Martha should have been off shift before dinner today. Katie had apologized for that and said it was okay if she wanted to clock out. At 14, it was no longer illegal for Katie to be left alone at home. Scowling at the very idea, Martha had kissed her on the cheek and said,
Not on my watch, hun. You're a child, not an adult, and Jacqueline pays me triple when I work overtime, so I'm doing just fine.
Katie hadn't argued, though she knew full well that Martha had been planning to have dinner with her daughter's family. As for Katie's big sister, Katie didn't want Issa to know how bad Clive had begun to act. She was scared her sister would try for custody out of worry for Katie. But though Katie loved Issy more than anything else in the whole world, she couldn't leave her dad. Clive would be dead.